This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time and then some. Wednesday, the 14th of November. We're almost halfway through the month, Jennifer. It's the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victory and Victrola and Victoria and all those good things this time of year. That's when, back at the Armistice Day on November 11th, it was V for Victory. You know, that's where that came from, Victoria. I forgot to mention that on Monday. V for Victory! And then it was stolen by Richard Nixon, and we all know what happened to that. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is going to lead us into conversation in this hour.
Yeah, about the fire, right? That's a big story.
Yeah, I suppose. What else can you say about it? It's become a tragedy of world proportions.
Well, I can actually give you some good news about it today.
Okay,
and that's that containment is happening. It's happening probably slower than a lot of people would like to see, but it is happening. The winds are still blowing in California. They're called the Santa Ana winds. It causes really dry weather with a lot of wind. In the hurricane force winds, actually, in the range of 60 to 70 miles per hour. And there was a little flare-up at the Woolsey Fire. That's in Southern California on Tuesday morning near Lake Sherwood and Hidden Valley. That's in the Santa Monica Mountains. That prompted some new evacuation orders while many others were being lifted. And it burned for about 1,000 acres, this little flare-up, before firefighters aggressively fought it and were able to get it under control. Now the Woolsey Fire has scorched 151 square miles. It's destroyed 435 structures. It claimed two lives in Malibu. And as of Tuesday evening, it was about 40 to 45% contained, which is the good news. That's according to Cal Fire. There was a lot of wind yesterday, and so the fact that they were able to still gain 5 or 10% in the containment column is just a testament to what the firefighters are doing. Up in the campfire, they're also getting some containment. Again, this is a much more deadly fire. They have over 110,000 acres that were burned and 42 lives lost. They're still looking for, or I'm sorry, 48 lives lost. They're still looking for people who didn't make it out in their evacuation in the campfire. They're using DNA to check the results of those people to try to get some quick information back to families who are going a little crazy. And as for us back in Southern California, it puts it in perspective when you realize that 83% of the Santa Monica Mountains, which is federal parkland, burned during this Woolsey Fire. So, pretty dramatic numbers when you look at both of these fires.
Stop on that for a second. So, if the feds own the land, did the fire start on federal land or PG&E or Con Edison land? Where did the fire actually start? And have we any idea? Anybody got any idea how it started?
Yeah, I think we've been talking about it.
Yeah,
it hasn't been confirmed, but certainly in the campfire, there have been people who have come forward saying that PG&E contacted them the day before the fire broke out, saying that there were problems with the power lines in their area. And for the Woolsey Fire in the area of Rocketdyne, which is a now vacant facility where the fire started, in the Woolsey Fire, there was a report that there was a power line down or an electrical outage just 2 minutes before the flames were first reported for the Woolsey Fire. So the investigation isn't complete. They don't usually do that till after the flames are out. But I would say that they're probably both a result of faulty power lines.
So
Jen, thought now.
Quick question. On Twitter, what's trending right now is hashtag Sierra Fire. And apparently that's in San Bernardino. That's right near you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another fire that...
This was a wind-driven brush fire broke out last night, and it's now threatening
the neighborhoods
of Fontana and Rialto.
Right. This one's kind of on a smaller scale, but no doubt they're still watching this one. There was a fire that broke out in San Bernardino over the weekend by the college campus there. Now, the one that you're talking about is at, I think, 20 acres, so relatively small, but because of the winds, they're keeping a really close eye on it, and it's a populated area. It's near Fontana and Rialto, which there are a lot of homes in that area, too. So another one to keep an eye on.
Jeez. Well, what's the future going to hold for these fires? We had this. I keep saying we. I wish I wouldn't say that because it wasn't we. There was a serious fire in Montana this fall. I don't remember there being big fires in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Is it because the winds drive it? California seems to get the worst of all of this, even though there is similar land and circumstances that present themselves in the other southwestern states. So why is it that California has the big problem that it does when it's not alone in terms of topography?
I think the answer is what it's been, I don't know, what I've been talking about for a while, and that is that we have faulty infrastructure in the form of power lines from some of these power companies. They're not taking care of their stuff, essentially. And then California has so many more environmental regulations than anybody else in the country. When I was a kid, we did not have wildfires this often, and that's because not necessarily weather patterns. We are in a 7-year drought, but we were in a drought when I was growing up. It's the fact that we have environmental regulations that provide for drought clearance, or I'm sorry, brush clearance, tree clearance. They're not going into forest areas. They're not going into brush areas because they don't want to destroy certain things. We had, the perfect example is this golf course that they built near me. And it took them like 14 years to do it because of the protected spine flower. Now, I understand that there's a lot of stuff that's protected in the state, but when it comes to people's lives and homes, we need to figure out how we can prioritize clearing out the material that dies that is just waiting to become fuel for these fires.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's something that maybe ought to be on the minds of people all around the country, because this is the environmental reality here is that there's not enough people paying attention in the private sector and the public sector to these potential problems. There just isn't. We got enough people working in the government to go hassle farmers and people, OSHA and all these other people that want to just hassle the people that are small business people. How about we take some of them and have them check out things that have much more consequence than a broken bolt on a piece of equipment in somebody's shop. There's just too much government, and it's misappropriated, it's misfunded, and we think these things and say them all the time, but they're in our face. This kind of stuff is in your face every day. I'll use the collective we here because it's appropriate, hear of things that are malfeasance. And is it the nature of government? Are we just frustrating ourselves? And something we have to live with now is the inappropriateness of having too much government. It's everywhere you turn, it's the government, it's the government, it's the government. We can't do this, government, 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 government. It's 9 times maddening. It just really is. So, anyway, I'm bringing...
It's easy when you're the governor of California to shrug and say it's climate change. But that doesn't help everybody. And whether or not you believe in man-made climate change or not, that's not really the issue. What can we do today that's going to make it better for tomorrow? And the answer is brush clearance. The answer is letting firefighters go in and create fire breaks, fire roads, so that they have access to put these things out. That's just not happening.
His father, Governor Edmund Pat Brown, was the governor of California for quite a long time before he became. He's been governor, I think, 3 times, if I remember correctly. And how does somebody like that get so numb? And how do other people get so numb? That's really what it is. They're just numb to the reality. You said it very well, Jennifer. They shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, it's global warming. No, it isn't global warming. Global warming isn't helping. If there is, however, the planet is changing, it's not helping anything. But to allow him, without being checked, he was on last night with Christine Amanpour on that PBS show that she took over. She's never been someone that I look to for inspiration. But anyway, I saw him on there, so I thought I'd listen to it. He looks pretty good for his age. Other than that, he doesn't sound too smart for his age, but he looks pretty good for his age. He's just numb. Yeah, some people refer to him as numbnuts, but
he's political like everybody else, and they use tragedy to craft a craft some sort of political narrative. And the idea is, like, I don't want to even have the argument right now about whether or not you believe in man-made climate change. He does. That's fine. That still doesn't change the situation that California's in. So do what you can for that, but don't ignore and be short-sighted and say, I'm just going to let the state burn until all of you agree with me and we do long-term solutions. No. Work on your long-term solutions. Work on emissions. Work on all of it. It's fine. That's what we do in California. But if you have a dead tree, don't prevent someone from going in there because you're worried they're going to trample on some other plant that you're protecting. It just makes no sense.
Nah, there's too much of this protection. It's like a racket. You know, in the Goomba days, we refer to some of the things that were done by the mobsters, the gangsters, as a protection racket. The government is engaging in that. It's a protection racket. That's really kind of what it is. And
one of the things that Jerry Brown is answering for is that in 2016, there was a fire protection bill, wildfire management bill, is I think how they phrased it, that he actually vetoed back 2 years ago. And so he's having to answer for that because that was, you can't just say, well, I've done everything I can and kind of throw your hands up. He vetoed a bill, which was bipartisan, by the way. It wasn't just a Republican or a Democrat bill that would protect the area around these power lines and provide additional clearance. And he said no to it.
Hmm. Well, no, but there, I got a note yesterday from somebody I thought it was interesting, or I think I saw it posted on our either our Facebook page or our Twitter account, complaining that we talk too much about California. But the stuff that's going on in California seems to be, people laugh about the left coast and the right coast and what's in between, but there's so, it's like the country tilts in that direction for whatever the reason. And it isn't just because Jennifer's there or I spent a lot of time there. It really is. It's a fabulously interesting place. A lot of interesting things and compelling things happen there. Are there more important things happening? I mentioned Montana or in Oklahoma or Nebraska or Iowa or wherever. If there are, in my estimation, if there are, we're going to be on top of it. But in this case, those of you who are so damned insensitive to what goes on, be happy that it's not going on in your neighborhood, I suppose, or in your area. Maybe that's the way sort of think about it in your own. Everybody has their own little corner of the world, and they have their own little piece of interest. A lot of the people who comment are listening on stations that are very political, and all they want to do is rag on one political party or another. And I don't find that particularly productive. But in this case, I am happy to jump on the bandwagon for Jerry Brown, because he's numb. That's the best way I can, that's a fabulous, I'm glad I thought about that. He's numb. Now, there are a lot of politicians who are just numb. Let's see if we can do something about how well you did or didn't rest last night, tossing and turning, are you? Turned the night into a miserable experience? Too bad. You don't have any MyPillows on your bed. Is every bed in your house really ready for the holidays? You have guests in for the holidays? You have good pillows, good mattresses, good sheets, or not? Yes or no? It's a simple question. Yes, you have them. No, you don't. If your answer is no, then I'll send you to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, to order your sheets, pillows, mattress covers, anything that has to do with resting or pillows. All there, and they're guaranteed. Their products are all guaranteed to be the most comfortable, or you send back whatever you buy within 60 days and you get your money back. That's the deal. Save lots of money on all the things in the catalog. The pillows are their mainstay because that's the company, MyPillow.com. Hello, duh. But they've grown into a company that produces lots of other fabulous products. Buy them now at MyPillow.com. When you use the discount code DJV, you'll get 50% off or two for the price of one on anything that you see there. That's MyPillow.com. I keep underscoring the connection we have. MyPillow.com. The code is discount code DJV.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Program 23 and change past the hour. So Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you and I share the music of Joe Perry again because of the concern about Joe Perry. He says he's doing well. You'll remember we were talking, I think, yesterday, the day before, about his medical emergency on Saturday. So he has now let his fans know that he's feeling much better, doing well, thanks to all the love and support. He was on stage with Billy Joel in New York and collapsed after he had been on stage. Went backstage and down he went. 68 years old. He was alert and responsive after going to the hospital. Cause for the emergency not known or not being... If it's known, nobody's talking about it. Resting and recovering from the scary. Also, I took the time to praise comic book writer Stan Lee, who died on Monday, by sharing a picture of the two together at the Hollywood Bowl in 2012. So two for the price of one, there you get. Moving along now musically, the Pistol Annies group, Interstate Gospel album, debuting on Billboard's country album at number one. What can you tell us, Jennifer, about Pistol Annies?
Now, this is Miranda Lambert's band, so she's a busy girl. She has a very thriving solo career, but she has a couple of friends, Ashley Monroe and Angelina Presley, both of them country music singers and songwriters in their own rights, and they get together every few years, and they put out an album that sounds like this, what we're listening to. A little more bluegrass, probably.
Yeah, I hear the bluegrass in there.
Yeah, some influence in that, and they do really well. They've won some awards. They started back in 2011, I think, at the CMAs, at the Country Music Girls Night Out special, and since they've received a lot of critical acclaim, so the albums keep coming every couple years.
Interstate Gospel, an interesting name for an album. It's the third studio album, as Jennifer's saying, 14 tracks. So it was 5 years ago when they did the same sort of thing. Their first LP, Hell on Heels, became its first top country album, number one, when it debuted in 2011. So obviously they have a following, and they have popularity, and so that's good. Congratulations.
Do they tour together? Or do they get concerts? I'm hearing like a lot of Dolly influence.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Which is cool. Yeah.
It's a different sound than you get from just Miranda by herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. All right, let's see what's next here. Musically paying attention to a tribute concert that's been planned for Chris Cornell, scheduled for January the 16th. Some of the biggest rock groups in the world coming together to perform at this tribute to Chris Cornell, honoring his legacy, contribution to music. May of last year that he died after a Soundgarden concert. He was only 52, best known as lead vocalist for Soundgarden and Audioslave, as well as being the founder and frontman for Temple of the Dog, a tribute group. The night of music in his honor taking place at the Forum in L.A. Members of Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, performances by the Foo Fighters, Metallica, and Ryan Adams, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Benefit both the Chris and Vicki Cornell Foundation and the Epidermolysis. What is that? Epidermolysis? What is that?
I think you got it. Epidermolysis bullosa Medical Foundation. I don't know what that is, but apparently
it's a genetic
disorder that Chris Cornell was like really big in supporting. So yeah. I'm not sure why. I'd look into that more maybe, but
tickets
I don't
know. On sale for the event next January, this Friday at 10 Pacific time. Every ticket purchased online will include a copy of Cornell's self-titled career retrospective album. Remind me to tell you the story in the next half hour about me trying to buy a ticket online for a concert in December. Oh my God, what a waste of time. And the outrage just sent me over the top. Save it though, because now it's 28 past the hour.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires still burning in California. In fact, several more have broken out in the past 24 hours. They're blamed for at least 50 fatalities, and that number is expected to grow. Northern California's Camp Fire is now blamed for taking at least 48 of those lives. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says they're dealing with wildfires in Southern California as well, and there's much to do.
Well, we're going to have help for people in their homes. We have to first find the dead throughout the state and anybody who has lost the places where they live.
He was speaking on MSNBC. An Air Force pilot is dead after his fighter jet crashed at a base on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Air Force says the T-38C Talon jet went down last night at Lackland Air Base west of San Antonio. A second pilot's hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Go Berkey.
Let's get going again. Lineup here is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and Y-O-U. Lots of things going on today, as usual. That's what I love about doing this. Every day there's something exciting, interesting, compelling to talk about and focus on. Our lives ought not to be the same old, same old. Ought to be lots of variety in our conversation, in our thoughts, what we do, that sort of thing. That's what makes life vibrant, healthy, fun. So, Victoria, with that lead-in, you're going to help us have more vibrancy, more fun, more focus.
Well, you may not have more fun when you go to your next doctor's checkup, because you can expect a drinking checkup as well. All adults, including pregnant women, should be screened for unhealthy alcohol use by their primary care physicians. This is coming from a new set of guidelines from the United States Preventive Services Task Force advises. And they said that for patients who drink above the recommended limits, doctors should provide brief counseling to them to help reduce their drinking. Now, part of the problem is most people are not really that honest when their doctors ask them about their drinking habits. So if you know going in that you're also going to get counseled on how to drink less. I don't know that this is going to do much, but they say, as far as teens go, the independent panel of medical experts pretty much came up empty. They don't really say that they don't have enough evidence to make a recommendation for or against alcohol screening for those under 18. However, they probably should have some screening for those who are under 18 and vaping, and with all the nicotine products and things like that, that's definitely something that they should look into. But as far as adults go, they say unhealthy alcohol use means drinking beyond the recommended limits, which is 4 drinks in a single day and 14 in a week. That's for men aged 21 to 64. For women and older men, the Institute advises no more than 3 drinks in one day and no more than a total of 7 per week. And they say there is no safe level of alcohol for pregnant women. If you're pregnant and you're drinking, you're an idiot. I don't know how you don't know that. But they also say that they believe that by counseling people to drink less, that overall it will help with our national average of illness. And they say there are lots of deaths each year related to alcohol abuse. And so they're hoping that this task force, which has been in existence since 1996, they are hoping now that if doctors take more of an active role while they're seeing their patients in front of them, that they think that they can stave off some of the negative effects.
Yeah.
Again,
what
you have to
think?
Be honest with your you have to be honest with your doctor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's and most people aren't. And if you go out, if you don't drink during the week and you only go out and drink on the weekends, and it adds up to more than 7. Yeah, and it adds up to more than 7 drinks. So you're like, do you have more than 7 drinks per week? Well, not all the time.
See, that's how I do it. I save up all my healthy drinks for the weekend.
Right.
And they say
most
that doesn't work, I guess. Whatever.
I know. But that is most, that's kind of how most people do it. I don't think everyone consistently drinks 3 drinks a day. That's a lot. But
I save up my healthy drinks of orange juice. I drink 10 glasses on Saturday and 7 on Sunday.
Well, on Saturdays, I take Doug's healthy drinks that he hasn't had all throughout the week. And
you had vodka.
Right, yeah.
I add champagne to my orange juice on the weekend.
Exactly.
Really? That's a mimosa, right?
It is.
That's called?
Wow,
how do you, why is it called a mimosa, by the way? Anybody know?
No,
why
no.
is an orange juice and a champagne cocktail called a mimosa?
Why is an orange juice and vodka called a screwdriver? I don't know.
That's a great question. And other things we will ponder here. Anybody's got answers, contact us on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, there's 2 L's in that and 2 N's, or at Doug Steffen. And we will be at your service, as we are always, on your side. Today, Wednesday the 14th, is World Diabetes Day. Might as well stay in the medical department for a few more minutes. The day created in 1991 by the International Diabetes Foundation. Diabetes, for those who don't know, is a chronic disease. There are 2 different kinds. Pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin, leads to other chronic conditions, kidney failure, most often to heart attacks and strokes, that kind of stuff. So the push to draw attention to this with increasing numbers, not only here in our country, but all around the world. November 14th chosen as the date to recognize Diabetes Day because birthday of Frederick Banting, who discovered insulin, 1922. It's one of those, you know, if you look at the timeline of the modern era, there are certain things that happen, certain milestones, certain inventions, discoveries, whatever, and this would be one of them, especially as diabetes becomes more of a problem with people eating bad stuff, becoming way overweight, and it affects them that way. And so the awareness of diabetes is that blue circle logo, that's the symbol. Over the past 25 years, diabetes diagnosis has increased 380%. That is, it's astounding. By the year 2030, the prediction is diabetes will be the 7th leading cause of death. Type 2 diabetes can be limited through a healthy diet, regular exercise, maintaining your weight. Tobacco use, no, is a no-no. Type 2 diabetes grown to epidemic proportions, but it's not the killer that type 1 diabetes is. Juvenile diabetes also, that's what it's called. Very serious. 1.25 million Americans diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. The cause of that disease, not as well known. The health effects just as devastating. World Diabetes Day serving as a reminder to know the symptoms of diabetes. Get tested, get treatment. Anybody in any of your families have diabetes, ladies? Anybody having? Didn't
no.
your mother have a problem?
Type 2 runs on my mom's side, so she's kind of borderline, but she controls it with medicine and diet.
Yeah. Your mother's problem, Jennifer, was that she has fibrillations, right? It wasn't the...
Atrial fibrillation, yeah, AFib.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, but certainly something to be conscious of. That's so good. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Victoria. Next up is the television report. I see Jennifer Garner, proclaimed superfan of Food Network star Ina Garten. Am I on the right page with that one?
You are.
Uh-huh. Ina Garten.
Barefoot Contessa, yep.
Yep. Just announced that she's going to be part of her Thanksgiving special this Saturday. Posting on Instagram, she'll be debuting a family recipe, How I Cook My Ex-Husband. No, that's not what she's...
My he's already spicy. Cooked, from what I hear.
Yeah, have you seen her new boyfriend? Wow.
Yeah, he's hot.
Oh, hot. Go Jennifer Garner. And she looks the best like she's ever looked in those Capital One commercials.
So
the highlights, the hair. I think getting rid of Ben has been good for her. She looks like she's doing well.
Victoria.
Her boyfriend is
Who's
hot.
The boyfriend? What is he? Is he younger than she is? What's the story with her
no,
boyfriend?
No,
what do you know about?
He's the same age, I think.
And I think he's just a guy, isn't he? I'm sure he's a rich
he's
guy.
He's like a business, some business guy. But
now, why do you say that, Jennifer, if you're sure he's a rich guy? But nobody
because
who's
I can't
poor gets
imagine
in.
She met someone off the street at like a gas station. That would be
right.
surprising.
Well, how would you
I
meet
think
them?
He's like a Silicon Valley guy or he's fine. Something, something like that.
Okay.
But he's hot, so go Jen.
I'm for it. I mean, I like Ben Affleck a lot. I think he's really cute, but a lot to deal with, obviously.
Yeah, he's got a lot of luggage.
Jen. So what does it mean... to be hot. All right, let's pursue that for a moment.
Oh, boy.
What does it mean? Jeez. Who are some of...
Look at this guy. He's handsome.
Lewis.
If you
Lewis
have
hot?
To ask, this is a problem.
I know, right? Exactly. This guy
hot.
Is, let's just say, this guy is universally hot. You can look at him and everyone would agree, yep, that's a good-looking guy.
Really?
This guy is handsome. He's tall. He's got a chiseled jaw.
A chiseled jaw.
Yep.
Just like he came out of the cartoons. Right? Mm-hmm. Dick Tracy has a chiseled jaw. Say that again, Doug. A chiseled... I put in the farm, my toolbox has chisels in the drawer. So I just chiseled jaw. Excuse me for following that up. Let's see. What else do we... I don't know. We told the story about Jennifer. From one Jennifer to another. Jennifer Horn, what do we have that looks good on the tube tonight?
Well, tonight is a lot of actually good things tonight. Let's start first on FX. It's a season finale of the American Horror Story Apocalypse series. That's at 10 o'clock. And on PBS, you have Nova, the Thai Cave Rescue. Remember, it doesn't feel like that long ago.
Oh, wow.
When we were talking about that Thai soccer team, those young kids that were stuck in a cave. Well, now you get to see the show on PBS. That's tonight at 9. On the networks, country music will dominate the night. The 52nd annual CMA Awards are back, Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley.
Another award show for
country
music.
Country music,
hey.
I know. Well,
this
you know
is
what?
The big
you
one, though, right? This is
this
the one.
Is, the CMAs and the ACMs are the two big ones. So this is one that will get a lot of attention. And Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley have been doing a great job of hosting. It's their 11th year, if you can believe it, from Nashville. There will be live performances from Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, and more. So that's tonight on ABC. That starts at 8 o'clock. You can check that out. CBS is new tonight. Survivor is new at 8 o'clock, followed by SEAL Team and Criminal Minds on the CW. The Big Show, Riverdale, is new tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by All American. On Fox, new episodes of Empire and Star that start at 8 o'clock. And on NBC, it's their Chicago night. Chicago Med at 8, Chicago Fire at 9, and Chicago PD at 10.
Chicago, it's a heck of a town. I like the guy who plays the sergeant on Chicago PD, Jason Begay. His name sounds like he talks. Ever watch that show? He's the lead policeman. Yeah, watch it once and you'll see what I'm talking about. And just as an aside, before we get to a quick sports story, last night, the weather here yesterday was unbelievably bad. I don't know how it was in New Jersey or down where you are, Kara.
Oh, rainy and miserable.
It poured. Miserable.
Yeah.
So I get done my work about 4 o'clock, and I decided I was going to go to the movies to see the Spider Web movie. And it didn't hit me until I got in the theater Have you heard anything about this movie?
I've seen the original, too. This is now, they're trying to start up this series again. This was a series of best-selling books. They made them in Sweden, the original movies, and then they made the first one, and then with Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara, and then the franchise kind of ran out of steam.
This
so
is
now Claire Foy.
To the Dragon Tattoo, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So
only
now
Claire
it's Claire Foy from The Crown.
I looked at her and I thought to myself, wait a minute, I know her. She's the queen.
Right.
I think
you talk
done
about
a
different
job,
kind of a character. My God, she really was different.
Who's the guy? It's not Daniel Craig, right? Who's the guy who starts with her?
The guy.
Is it someone famous or no?
No, it's not anybody famous.
Okay.
But no, the show is hers, and she is remarkable. And I just was conscious of her because I saw her on the plane coming back on Sunday night in one of those Hollywood Reporter interviews. With a bunch of other dramatic actresses talking about their careers, et cetera, et cetera. And never once was this movie mentioned. But it is really, and I did see the original one, Kara, and thought Rooney Mara was a little over the top. But in this one, and you're right, they take place in Sweden. There's a darkness, a cloudiness, a dullness to what you capture on screen. But quite an interesting story, and the thing that astounded me is that that woman played the queen. It was just such a different role. Yeah, good for her. So I just bring that up. The sports story that I have in my mind focuses on the Notre Dame football game this past weekend. The students who kneeled on the benches at Notre Dame Stadium as part of a call to fellow students to pay attention to racial issues, because of an episode of police brutality in Indiana, and in part because of their faith. It was organized by a student named Durrell Jackson, who bills himself as a black Christian. He says, quote, "I love life. I love my brother. I love my fellow family. I love my student friends. I follow what Jesus has done, what he died for. Last time I checked, he died for others. Racial inequality is a problem. They hit my faith and my politics. I've got to go out there, and I have to do it." So there were waves made, and a lot of people in the stands didn't like it. Indiana's not exactly a bastion of progressivism, although a lot of students go to Notre Dame that aren't from Indiana. So anyway, it's very interesting to see how this stuff is now going down to the college level. I wonder if there are any examples of it on the high school level. Anybody know of any?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know.
Examples of it? Really? I haven't seen any. At least around here. The news in Framingham yesterday, speaking about this, which made the national news, school right down the road from me called Hemingway Elementary School, a 10-year-old kid who is from a Muslim family, there was a posting on the bulletin board by, looked like another student, but who knows, declared that attends. Young girl is a terrorist, and the note said, "I will kill you." This is in an elementary school.
Funny how they call one person a terrorist while the other person is threatening to kill them.
Yeah. Right. Well, these are 10-year-old kids, though. Where do they get that? How do they bring that to school?
No idea.
With them?
It's got to be from your home, right?
Unless of course
you have
it does.
A teacher who's teaching that kind of thing. I would hope not.
It's
sad.
Too much politics in school, I think now. But how does somebody at that age become aware? Unless it is some sicko, the janitor, or somebody walking in Framingham, you can only get into the school by identifying yourself. There's one way in and one way out. So whoever did it was part of who was let into the school supposedly legitimately. Hey. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. Com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm in heaven for the Tech Talk conversation here today. Victoria Keeler, Doug Steffen, Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Wow! Rotary phones! I still have one!
Oh boy.
Woo-ha! What's old is new again. I remember the last rotary
phone. Are you
going
to take over? Wait. Are you taking over my tech segment here? Because we have other stories to get to.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You can talk about the good old days of rotary phones later.
All right, Wiseacre, go ahead.
All right, well, Volkswagen is in the news first. They have deepened their relationship with Apple, and they have a new VW CarNet app. Now, this is also going to spread to other car makers, so if you like having Siri around and you want it connected to your car, then listen up. iOS users can now use Siri to lock and unlock their car, check estimate mileage with fuel or a charge left in their car if it's electric, and you can even enable alarms. VW owners can now use Siri to start and stop a charging session from their electric car. They can also turn on the defroster. They can set a specific temperature, and they can locate their car. Now, CarNet is a subscription app, so you will have to pay a fee per month for all of these bells and whistles. However, the shortcuts feature is cool, and especially if you're, you know, in a cold area and you want to remotely start your car, you can also set the internal temperature, you can turn your heated seats on, you can start your defroster. So this will save you some time in the morning if you are on your way to work and no one likes digging their car out of snow if you live in a cold area. You can also pinpoint your car's location, you can set a geofence for it, and you can access your diagnostics remotely, which is super cool, so you don't actually have to drive it all the way to the dealer or your mechanic to have it plugged in for basic diagnostics. Siri can actually do all of that for you now with this new
So this, like I said, this is the first of its kind. Volkswagen is the first one out with the CarNet app, but other car makers are already looking into developing their own. So it's a nice, convenient thing to have your car and your phone all hooked up at once.
What you've really been waiting for is the discussion of rotary phones, which we'll get to in a moment. Nintendo Switch users, this is for you. You can now watch YouTube on the gaming platform.
The Geek Out. The Nintendo Switch has been a huge hit and has been adding games and features. And in an attempt to become more of a multimedia tool than just a gaming device, users can now download and access YouTube on the Switch. The left controller is used to navigate the app, and the right controller supports 360-degree videos. Yes, you can watch your YouTube subscriptions and can do so either on the built-in screen or on a larger display when you put the Switch in its dock. YouTube is the second such platform after Hulu to make non-gaming content available on the Switch, so we hope and wonder if Amazon Prime, Netflix, or even a skinny bundle like Sling TV may soon offer their services to Switch. We'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. We're business owners and HR can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, now the moments you've been waiting for, a discussion of rotary phones coming back. Here is Prejudiced Victoria Keelan. She doesn't like anything that has any connection to the moldy oldy era of her parents' age or my age. That's okay.
We have rotary phones. That's my grandparents' age.
Oh, baloney.
It is.
I bought a rotary phone for my first and only wife the first Christmas we were together, and I thought she was going to throw it at me because it wasn't very romantic. But it was practical, and I still have the phone.
Well, okay, so anyway, so for people who are wary of Alexa constantly listening for commands, or some people call it spying on them, there are three new phones with Alexa built in, but they are rotary, they look like rotary phones. So there's three different models of, they're called Alexa phones. There's the Regent, which is a Belgian model from the 50s, the Avignon, which is an Art Deco-style brass phone from the 20s, and the Metropolis, which is the old candlestick rotary phone. You know, you hold the thing that looks like a candlestick in one hand, you hold the little other part up to your ear. So these three phones are now very trendy, and they come equipped with a USB power cable and an auxiliary audio jack, so you can actually hook them up to an external speaker. But the cool thing is, they are hooked up to Alexa. However, Alexa only activates when you pick up the hand receiver. So that way you know for sure when you hang up your new fancy rotary phone, Alexa will not be spying on you, only when you lift up the handset. Now, they are $1,500 each. Currently, all three models are sold out, but there's a waiting list, and you can put a deposit down for $200 on Grain Design's
$1,500
website.
$1,500 bucks? Yep. God, I'm going to use my old one. I got it already.
It's not, 59 doesn't have Alexa.
Past the hour. That's it. Who cares about that?
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.